Elizabeth Roddick joins me now from New Life Pharmacy in Glasgow. Now, Elizabeth talks, well, you've treated everything, ailments from head to toe, but today we're talking about something a wee bit more unusual, I feel so anyway. You've been hearing a lot about bites this past week.
Yeah, I'm wondering if it's because people are doing a bit more exercise outside, Barry.
The first one is a tick bite. Where do we find ticks?
Well, they tend to be prevalent in woodland or grassy areas.
You have to be careful, don't you, when you're removing the tick bites?
Yeah, you can get yourself a tick remover, and that's like a small hook or tweezers, because what you want to make sure is you get the whole tick out and you grasp the tick as close to the skin as possible, and then you slowly pull it upwards. You don't want to squeeze or crush your tick, and then get rid of it safely and finish by cleaning the bite with soap and water or an antiseptic.
It sounds quite nasty. Should we be worried if we get one?
It tends to be a red spot. It can look like a bull's eye. If the area round about starts to swell or become painful or warm, then that means there's an infection present. Also, any symptoms like headache, fever, stiff neck, tiredness, muscle joint pain, then you should seek medical help. As I was saying, people have been coming into the pharmacy with all sorts of bites.
Now, Lyme disease linked to ticks, that's not a old wife's tale, is it?
No, you can do, but there's only a small number of ticks that carry the bacteria that cause Lyme disease. Now, with Lyme disease, as well as the rash, you do tend to get this flu-like symptom, aching, swollen joints, headaches, dizziness. And if it's not treated, you can go on to get neurological problems such as lack of concentration. The good news is that in 3 weeks of an antibiotic such as doxycycline, that usually works.
What about the other insect bites?
There are a few wasps about just now, as well as midges and mosquitoes. Now, if a sting is present, then remove it first. But if you get a red swollen spot, then that can be treated with something like an ice pack to reduce swelling. Just always remember, put a cloth on the skin before applying ice. Sometimes I give hydrocortisone cream, or there are some insect bite creams that are worthwhile using just to calm the area down.
And some people react badly to stings as well.
Yes, yeah, so there are various degrees. For example, a swollen area around the sting to full anaphylaxis. Now, that's where someone has a life-threatening reaction to the sting. They have difficulty breathing, their face, mouth, or throat swells up. There's a sense of impending doom, people tell me. Difficulty swallowing, loss of consciousness. Now, any parents or grandparents out there who have members of the family that could potentially have a severe reaction to something, they'll know that these individuals concerned should carry 2 adrenaline pens. Now, these are relatively easy to use because if you think about it, it could be just a member of the public with no training that has to administer the adrenaline to save a life. And basically, you just hold it like a pen almost, well, with your hand round it, and you just plunge it into the thigh. Now, that's obviously an extreme reaction to a bite, but you can get one that becomes infected and skin round the bite can become hot and red, and certainly an antihistamine can be given at the time, something like chlorphenamine, but it may be necessary to get an antibiotic prescribed, and so it's always useful to get some advice on that, whether it is down at the pharmacy, or nowadays I think we're sending pictures to GPs.
Did you tell me that someone had come in with a dog bite recently?
Yeah, someone did come in, and I managed to clean the wound. In fact, it was 2 wounds. And then I sent them off to the local minor injuries department. Thankfully, it was now open because it's not been open during COVID. But they hadn't had a tetanus for about 20 years or so they said. And thankfully, the bite was just superficial, but it did give the person a bit of a fright. So they came back in to tell me that, they'd got the tetanus vaccine and they'd been patched up down there as well. So thankfully, he was all right.
Now, Elizabeth, you'd been doing a bit of fundraising for RNIB. Tell us what you were doing, because I believe you've reached your target.
Yeah, I was trying to raise £1,000 for RNIB, because I just felt that, you hear a lot about charities and giving money to the NHS, and not very much about giving to disabled people, particularly those visually impaired. So I thought, well, why don't I do something? So I did this Zumba dance, which is quite funny, and I decided to try and raise £1,000, and thankfully I've now reached my target. Worrying about it.
And is there a video where people can watch that?
Yes, I wouldn't recommend it though, but yes, you can.
If anyone would like to get in touch with Elizabeth, if they've any problems or queries, how can they do so?
New Life Pharmacy, www.newlifepharmacy.co.uk, or 0141 637 6000.
Elizabeth, it's been a pleasure talking to you as always. We'll catch up with you in a fortnight's time. Elizabeth Roddick from New Life Pharmacy in Glasgow, thanks for talking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Barry.